I'm standing right in front of the historical building of Czech National Radio on Vinohradská Street. On the huge pillars at the entrance, beneath the name of the institution, Český rozhlas, there are three nearly identical plaques. The middle one bears a message commemorating the events of 21st of August 1968.
Vážení posluchači, zůstaňte u svých přijímačů. Za malý okamžik budeme vysílat mimořádně důležitou zprávu.
Dear listeners, stay tuned to your radios. We will be broadcasting an extremely important message shortly, said Vladimír Fischer. The news that followed was devastating even for the Czech Communist Party. In the preceding months, especially during the spring, the hardline regime had been weakening and people were beginning to feel freer.
Včera dne 20. srpna 1968, kolem 23. hodiny, překročila vojska Sovětského svazu, Polské lidové republiky, Německé demokratické republiky, Maďarské lidové republiky.
However, at night and in the early hours of August 21st, due to the Soviet decision, troops of several Warsaw Pact armies crossed the Czechoslovak border. One of the targets of their tanks became this very building of Czechoslovak radio, which had been broadcasting uncensored information about the occupation. 17 Czechoslovak citizens died during its defense that morning. This clash, which happened right here, became a symbol of the people's resistance to the invasion.
Vážení priatelia, napriek streľbe a napriek citovému pohnutiu, ktoré všetci prežívame, zachovajte kľud.
Not long after that, the hard Soviet hand of communism returned to our country. In the iconic words from the anti-occupation broadcast of the time, we are with you, be with us.